Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for the day after Shushan Purim. We're in chapter 9 of Nedarim, Mishnah Yud, last Mishnah here, then we'll go on to chapter 10. Konam, a ban, a vow, she'eni nose etz plonit ki'ura. He says, I will not marry that girl plonit. We don't use real names. All names have been changed to protect the innocent in the Mishnah. Because ki'ura, she's not nice looking. Vahare hina, but in reality, she looks pretty good. Or he says, shechara, she has a dark complexion, yes, tan. Hare hi levona, but no, she actually has a lighter complexion. Kitsara, or he objected because she's quite short. Hare hi aruka, but she is a taller, she's normal height. Mutterba, he can actually get married because his nether was based on a non-true fact. It was misinformation or disinformation was the cause of his nether. And the Mishnah explains, lo mipnei shehi ke'ura v'naseit na. And we're not allowing the nether because really she was ugly when he made the nether, and now she's more attractive. Or shechora, she was sunburnt, darker. V'naset levana, and now her tan has gone away. Or kitsara, she was shorter, v'naset deruka, and she grew a couple inches. Elisha nether taut, but the nether was a mistake at the time it was made. That's why we can open it up. And this is even without a formal annulment by a sage. Since this nether was based on a taut, a mistake from the get-go, it doesn't require hataret nedarim. Umaisa, and there was an actual event, be'echad with one man, shenodar, he made a vow not to marry mibat achoto, the daughter of his sister. Recall, it was fairly normal for a man to marry his niece, in some places even encouraged. It was hanoya, so it was hana, he made usher any benefit from him to his niece, which would include, of course, getting married. Hichnisua levet Rabbi Shmuel. And so Rabbi Shmuel heard about this, and he took the girl into his house, v'yipuha, and gave her a makeover, made her beautiful. You understand, Rabbi Shmuel had resources, had maybe a private bath, so gave her a bath, did her makeup, did her hair, jewelry, accessories, a whole, full makeover. And then he brings in the man who made the vow not to marry this girl, Amarlo, and he tells him, Rabbi Yishmael, Bni, my son, Lazo Nadarta, take a look. Against this young woman, you made a netter not to marry? Amarlo Lav, he says, no, definitely not. I would have married that one. Behitiru Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael released him from the nether, Mazel Tov, they can get married. And at that moment, Bocha, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael broke down crying. And he said, B'not Yisrael Noten. He said, really, all of the Jewish women, they're all truly beautiful. Ela, but only there's a problem that covers this up. She'anuyut. Anuyut, the poverty, the lack of resources. Minavotan. It makes them appear less attractive. Now, obviously, if a woman can't afford makeup or hair or jewelry, accessories, that's a disadvantage. I think he implies even if it's an aniyut of the spirit, a spiritual poverty. We see this sometimes, people who frequently get angry, it's sort of etched on their face after a while. People are frequently sad. We see that it has an impact. So really, when Rabbi Shmuel gave her a makeover, he also gave her a bath and a good meal, so she'd be in a good mood also. Someone who's smiling is, always more appealing than somebody who's frowning and grumpy and looks like someone just, God forbid, ate their grandmother, God forbid. There's a story somewhere in Shas, you forgive me for not being aware, where there was a newly married couple and they were having trouble, they couldn't get pregnant, and Rebbe took them in and gave them a bath. Rebbe was, of course, very rich, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, gave them a bath, and he gave them a full, a scrumptious meal, a very nutritious meal, and then they were able to get pregnant. So sometimes it's not just the exterior, the makeup and the hair, but also nutrition plays a big part in beauty and appearance and health as well. Back in the Mishnah, Kashemet Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael passed away. Hayu Bnot Yisrael Nosot Kina. The daughters of the Jewish people would wail and cry, V'omot, and they would say, Bnot Yisrael, Jewish women, Al Rabbi Yishmael Bechena. We should cry for Rabbi Yishmael. He was a big source of inspiration and assistance for the Jewish women. V'chen hu omer b'shol, and it also says about Shol, B'not Yisrael Shol u'b'chena, daughters of Israel, you should cry for Shol. This is actually the very touching eulogy that David HaMelech, David, made for his father-in-law, and really the man who tried, Shaul tried to kill David multiple times. It's at the end of the first chapter of the second book of Shmuel, the second book of Samuel, and he says, daughters of Israel, you should cry for Shaul. He gave you clothing with decorations, and he would give you golden jewelry and accessories. So apparently Shaul HaMelech had some sort of fund, used government funding, or used his own funding to help women who are having trouble getting married due to their appearance, to give them a makeover and give them accessories and allow them to get married. Now we'll turn to chapter 10, and we turn from the subject of Hatarat Nedarim, opening a neder, to Hafarat Nedarim, the cancellation of a neder. And that's a power granted by the Torah to a father and a husband in certain circumstances. Now chapter 10, Mishnah Aleph, brings Na'ara Homerasa, a young woman who is engaged. So she's still a Na'ara, meaning she's not yet 12 and a half years old, but she has Erusin. She's already done the first stage of marriage. She got a ring, but she's not yet gone to chuppah with her future husband. So in this case, Aviha, her father, Uvaila, and her husband, Mefirin Nidareha, they have to get together and annul her Nidarim. The Mishnah explains, Hefer Av, if the father annulled or canceled the neder, v'lo Hefer Abol, but the husband did not cancel it, or Hefer Abol, the husband did, v'lo Hefer Av, and the father did not, Eina Mufar, it's still effective. The vow has not been canceled. Vein Sarach Lomar Shekiyem Echad Mehem. And we don't even have to tell you if one of them was Mekayim, allowed the vow to go through, said he agreed with the vow, approved it, then it's certainly not canceled, even if the other one has an objection. Now, this is brought down in the Psukim, in the Torah, in Bamidbar chapter 30, when they talk about, really, the circumstances here. It has to be B'yom Shemo, the day that the father or the husband hears about it. It has to be something that would affect the family or affect the relationship. And in those situations, the Torah gives the man the power to annul the neder, really for the good of the family, to ensure that there's shalom and people can get along in the family. He is given that right. Yashar kochachem, zay gezunt.